The story, The Jelliba's Last Student. There was once a great Jalamuso who had taught for 50 years. She had trained hundreds of students. She had passed down the seven seeds to generations of leaders, farmers, healers, and builders. One day, her youngest student came to her and said, "Teacher, I have learned all seven seeds. I have practiced them. I understand them. But how do I teach them to others?" The griot smiled. "Show me how you would teach the seed of patience." The student stood and began to recite, "Patience is the refusal to act before the time is right. It is the understanding of compound time. It is the wisdom of the baobab," which the Jalamuso raised her hand.
"Stop. That is not teaching. That is reciting."
The student was confused.
"But those are your words. That is what you taught me."
"Yes," the Jalamuso said. "And if you teach that way, your students will learn my words.
But they will not learn the seed."
"Then how do I teach it?" the student asked. The Jalamuso stood and walked to the edge of the village, where a young baobab tree stood, barely taller than a child. "I planted this tree 30 years ago," she said. "Every student who has studied with me has walked past it. Some have asked why I planted it. Most have not noticed it at all. But every single one of them learned patience, not because I explained it, but because they watched me water this tree, year after year, knowing I would never sit in its shade." She turned to the student.
"That is how you teach what cannot be taught. 206 Moisku Kamara, you do not explain. You demonstrate. Key terms: Jalamuso, Nuzo, the word for woman."
In West African Mande culture, Jalamuso refers to female griots, traditional oral historians, praise singers, musicians, and storytellers. The Seven Seed of Wisdom, 207.